From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets continue reacting negatively to news on China's economy. Asian markets were mostly lower in early Wednesday trading following another volatile day across the world, brought about in part by China's economy. China's central bank cut interest rates and told banks they could hold less money in reserve, making it easier for consumers to buy and companies to build and hire. European markets ended the day higher Tuesday, but U.S. stocks were lower, more than 1% off. Sam Stovall is an equities analyst with New York-based S&P Capital IQ.
The market is oversold, and I think like a stretched rubber band, it's simply snapping back right now as investors try to reevaluate what caused them to be worried and whether that worry has now dissipated. I don't think it really has. I think we have to reevaluate whether global economic growth is indeed slowing, and is it slowing to the point where we fall into recession or just slowing?
Stovall says he expects China's growth to fall short of the 7% target rate this year. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba despite reservations. The UN Security Council Tuesday threatened an arms embargo, travel ban, and asset freeze if he doesn't. Speaking to the council Tuesday, UN Humanitarian Aid Chief Stephen O'Brien said he's outraged by continued rights abuses during his recent trip.
I am very concerned about the atrocities which continue to be reported. The scope and level of cruelty that has characterized the attacks against civilians suggests a deep depth of antipathy that goes beyond political differences.
The leader of the UN mission to South Sudan, UNMISS leader Ellen Margaretha Loy, speaking to the council, welcomed the peace agreement, but warned the peace deal is only a first step, saying peace, stability, and prosperity will not come overnight.